It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. First of all, I'd like to wish all of you listening a Happy New Year. And please don't drink and drive. Hopefully, next year will be a better year. But who knows? At this time, I'd like to let all of you know how terrible it was for the people to sell Hawaii Raceway Park. And as far as being a landmark, it was a landmark for Hawaii as the first official raceway park for the young people. Now they don't have any on Oahu. Earl Char knows, because we've been trying to get a raceway park for a long, long time before Hawaii Raceway Park opened. And it was worse than pulling teeth. Finally, when it opened, and finally it closes. So, we're back to square one. But it was Jimmy Pfluger and three doctors that originally opened Hawaii Raceway Park. Okay? Now, anyway, the potholes are getting worse, folks. The cost of your car registration is going up again next year, but they're not fixing the potholes correctly. They're not doing the streets that they're supposed to be doing. So where is the money going? I've asked this of a lot of politicians. Where is all our money going from the road tax that's on the gasoline and the registration fees? I don't see any roads being fixed. I mean, fixed right, what I mean by that. You know, like the runway. I've told them the runways don't have potholes, and that's how many years old. But the streets of Honolulu is not that old, and they have potholes all over. We're seeing people damaging their cars every day. Okay? If you damage your car because of a pothole, this is what you need to do. Don't forget this now. You need to stop and call the police department and get a police report. With no police report, the city, the mayor, will not reimburse you for the damages. Your insurance is going to have to buy it, eat it, and up your rates next year. So what's up with that? That's not fair. Now, unless you, the people of Honolulu, do something, say something, it will never change. Okay? So anyway, who's on the line?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Just wanted Same to you.
I wish you a Happy New Year. And once again, thanks for keeping our cars purring all year round. And right now I'm doing my yard, you see, and I had lawnmower problems getting started. Thanks to my stash of ethanol, I got it started, and it did. My lawnmower, even the lawnmower can run on 30% mix of ethanol.
Oh, the lawnmowers can run 100%.
100%. I tried that once, and I did. I still needed about 10%, at least 10% gas. You know, I tried that.
Yeah, because you didn't adjust the carburetor.
Oh, that's why.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, and that's another thing too. I wanted to say, what would we do without you? Thanks for being our ethanol resource here in Hawaii.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. And so have a nice New Year's and talk to you again soon.
Same to you.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question about your car, or whatever. We're not particularly strict on what we talk about. We talk about all kind of stuff. Okay? The other thing I'd like to say is, those of you involved with sports or whatever, if you see the shirts that I wear, okay, that's from Wendell Kwan and Reebok. If you want those shirts for your team, you can get it from Wendell Kwan. And you can also use it for your bowling team. He has Reebok shoes, shirts, I mean, you name it. Give him a call at 239-5360. 239-5360. Okay? Now, people of Hawaii have changed a lot. And for the worse. If they can change for the worse, they can change for the better. So, let's work on that for the next year on. Let's work on it so that Hawaii can become like it used to be. Really nice place. Okay? Now, I'd like to say mahalo to all my listeners for supporting Automotive 101 and Nita's Auto Repair. Also, 50th State Ethanol. Without you, the people, we won't make it. You, the people, are the most important to Hawaii. The federal says that Honolulu Rail needs more money to get the federal funding. So guess where they're going to get the money from, folks? You guessed it. Open your wallets and your purse. Ask Carlisle and all them politicians. Help yourself. Whatever you need, come get it. What's up with that? Anyway, 2012 is right around the corner, and hopefully it'll be a bang-up New Year celebration. They've made all kind of laws for Honolulu about fireworks. Keep it safe, folks. We can't afford to lose our listeners. Please do not touch the traffic poles, because some of them are still electrocute it. So be careful. People are still not looking and walking across the crosswalks, even on a red light. Okay, the other evening, I saw these people in the middle of Vineyard, in the middle, not on the medial strip, in the middle of the lanes. Talking story. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. They were talking story. Can you believe that? Ah, boy, I'm telling you. Something got to be done. And I'm seeing so many people driving with their lights off. What's up with that? This side trying to save electricity? Talking about electricity, boy, folks. Do you know why your electric bill is going up next year? It's not what you see on TV, the oil prices. Think about it. It's common sense. Hawaiian Electric has a bottom line they have to meet. Let's say $10 billion a year. They need that to operate, okay? That all these people going photovoltaic or whatever, the solar, you know, energy, and going to these energy-saving light bulbs, we're using less energy. So if you use less energy, Hawaiian Electric's bottom line falls out the bottom. So how are they going to make the bottom line meet? raise the price. And the head of Hawaiian Electric just gave himself a raise. So, I guess we're going to have to pay more electric next year. Aside from car registration, that's going up again next year. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep on going until somebody, some group, says something. Okay? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
Happy New Year.
Same to you, sir. George, I found out where some of that money for the roads is going. It's all going to repave my neighborhood. They're Grace Pacific is working like crazy people.
Well,
you know, with a big asphalt machine and all the stuff, and you know, dig out the old asphalt and laying in brand new asphalt, and oh boy, they're whipping them quick too, George.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, try and figure out just roughly in your mind how much they're collecting for vehicle registration, gasoline tax. You know how many roads you can pave with that?
George, you know what blows my mind is that Aina Haina Road, not that bad, huh?
No.
Aina Haina Valley's roads don't look anything like the rest of the island's roads.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thinking priority is like, it's so muy lepo, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you coming in the back of my valley wasting all this time? I know they're spending millions of dollars to, you know, do this, George.
Where's the common sense to that?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, of course everybody is like, oh, wow, what do you know? But I'm just looking at it a little more practically, like, hey, how about going back down the highway, you know, where all the cars are?
I don't know,
boy. I tell you, George.
That's your mayor.
Same old, man. Crazy.
Yep.
The guys running this town, they're all crazies.
I like to see them run private business.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Okay.
Happy New Year. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I was listening to your previous call, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I live in Waipio, and they did the same thing. This was on the Mufi. I think it was like 2008 or 9. They were repaving all our, you know, the side streets in front of the homes. We had to move our cars and stuff like that. And I told them, why don't you pave the main road? They said, oh, don't worry. We have the money. We're going to pave. That's going to be the last thing we do because we want to do all these little side streets first and get
that out.
But
they don't need paving.
And yeah, and exactly. In fact, we want the side streets to be, you know, potholes, but they didn't have, but you know, to slow people down for driving, you know, with the kids. But anyway, so they paved all the streets that didn't need paving. And guess what? When they came to the big Waipio'uka and Kauka Boulevard and Moaniani, the one that goes between Costco and Tony Honda, they ran out of money. I called them back. I said, didn't you? You guys said you had the money. They said, but they took the funding away. I said, why didn't you do the ones that were bad first?
No common sense.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, anyway, Mufi's gone now. So now there's no money, but they finally, people complain enough, they finally did Moaniani, the one between Costco and Tony Honda.
Well.
But the main Waipio'uka is still hell. It's like a world.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. But I can tell you why Oahu roads are bad. I mean, one of the reasons why is because we have buses and, you know, big trucks like the Budweiser and Coca-Cola trucks that carry all these heavy loads. And
well,
that's one of the reasons why the roads on Oahu.
If you go check the paving, the paving done in the 50s was 4 inches. They laid 4 inches of asphalt. Today, they lay
every amazing news story. And the other day, I don't know if you heard about this, General Motors is recalling this new car they started making.
Mm-hmm.
The did you hear about that?
Yep.
The Chevrolet with no brake pads?
Yeah.
Now tell me, how do you get a car with no brake? I mean, I could understand. Okay, the guy didn't
Bob,
put it in.
Calm
but
down.
Doesn't somebody drive the car between the factory and
Bob,
then you pick up the car? How do you drive home with no brake pads?
Bob, when the government is the one building the car, what do you expect?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. It is Government Motors now, isn't it?
There you go.
Well, anyway, just amazing. So anyway, let's be safe out there. I got a computer telling me there's a problem, so I got to get on this. Okay, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll see you next year. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I'd like to thank all my sponsors that help keep this show on the air and keep it going. AMSOIL and AutoTech and Maui Toyota, Cute Cakes and Crestec Cleaning Center. So, hope I didn't miss anybody. But also, I'd like to thank all you, the listeners, most of all, because without you calling in, the show is nothing. Always remember, folks, you, the people of Hawaii, is number one. Not us on the radio, it's you folks. And it's you folks that make Hawaii the what it is. So, don't let the government do what they're doing. Say something. They're charging us too much for the car tax because Arizona is only $41. What's up with that? They don't have the kind of potholes we have. How many of you saw that pothole on H1 freeway right by Farrington High School? There's a huge one. If you're in the far right lane, watch the little cars disappear. They fall into the pothole and never come back out. It's huge. And there was another huge one on King and Keomoku. Far right lane, making the right turn, you'll see a big pothole. So when you make the right turn, you're gone. They find you somewhere, probably in China. Big pothole. I wonder what happens to the pedestrians when they fall in that hole. I mean, there must be somebody out there looking for potholes. What do you think? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Anyway, the year's coming to an end. Hopefully we don't see drunk drivers on the road. I mean, yeah, it's okay to go celebrate, but please don't drink and drive. Okay? Bad enough for people texting and driving and using the cell phone and driving. Okay? And, you know, we got to keep it safe. Let's make a record by nobody getting into bad accidents. Small fender benders is okay, but the big ones where people die and get crippled, no. Also like to thank my good friend in Kauai, Harvey Maeda, that sells the electronic rust proofer, and he also has that wax called IBIZ. Yeah, give him a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay, so. Anyway, if you got a question, give us a call. If you got a comment to make, give us a call. Okay? This New Year's, the ahi is super high and expensive. So why don't we raise it on Molokai in the Hawaiian fish ponds? Make a killing. You can sell them live, still flapping, instead of frozen. Okay? We've been pushing the ethanol for people to put into the cars because it does make your car run better. Okay? It does make it run smoother. It does make it run longer with less repairs, and it does give you more power on most cars. Some cars, you don't feel a difference. Like anything else, not every car is the same. Okay? So, polish your headlights, because that's part of safety check, folks. I see a lot of people still ignoring it, but like I was talking to my friend Harry Koboy, that people don't listen, so maybe I should just forget about telling people what to use, because they use anything anyway. Anyway, who's on the phone?
We have Jim from Kailua.
Jim?
Hi.
Hi.
I got a question for you. I have a 2007 Toyota XLE. The car runs really good for the most part, except when I put it in reverse and back up, it groans. And the wheels, I took it to the dealer and they said it's nothing to worry about.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if I can make it groan for you now or not. I'm in the car in the parking lot. But I can't.
Has
do it
groan all the time?
It groans in the back wheels, like there's something on the brakes or the disc or something, but I don't have the brake on.
Hmm.
It's something in the wheels.
Okay.
But they said, don't worry about it, nothing. And I took somebody else look at it, and they said, don't worry about it, it's not no big deal, it's not a problem. But it groans when I back up going down.
How can that not be a problem if the other cars don't do it?
That's my question. That's why I'm calling you, George. I just wonder if you had any idea what it might be. Do you think the brake drums are dirty, the shoes? Or
you have disc or drum brakes in the back?
I don't know. It's a Toyota XLE. I don't whatever.
Yeah,
it
that
is,
should
it
be
is
a disc. Something's dragging back there.
Yeah.
You need to have it looked at.
Well, I did. I told them. I said, "But figure it out." And they said, "Oh, don't worry about it."
Is the car still under warranty?
Oh, it's over 5 years. It's a 2007. So
oh, okay. Well, bring it in and let my son Todd look at it. And
where are you at?
You know where Dillingham Zippies is?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay, we're on the back street over there.
What's the name of it?
Nita's Auto Repair.
Nita's Auto Repair. All right, I'll look it up, George.
Okay.
And bring it in. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Aloha. Happy New Year.
Same to you. Okay. Don't worry about it. All new cars make the groaning sound when you reverse. Sure.
Stay tuned to Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and the line's open. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And again, I'd like to thank my sponsors for helping keeping Automotive 101 on the air. And you know, folks, you got to patronize your sponsors, because without them, there is no Automotive 101. Okay, it's Amsoil, Mario Yano, Autotech, that's a body and fender that does excellent body and fender work. Maui Toyota, Damien Farias from Maui Toyota. And Cute Cakes, also Crestec Cleaning Center, Billy Christman, who always helps out with the trivia prize. And if you have time, give them a call and tell them a big mahalo for helping out. Okay? On the SUVs, usually they put on truck tires. I recommend using automobile tires because they're lighter and they give you better gas mileage. All these SUVs, they're eating up gas like going crazy. So if you want to save gas, get lighter wheels, lighter tires, and you will save fuel. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Christian from Kailua Kona.
Kailua Kona?
Yeah, hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, hey, I got a quick question. I'm actually moving over there to Honolulu, and my MR2 convertible, 03, the cruise control stopped working, and I went to the Toyota dealership, and they just weren't really really friendly. I just wanted to deal with them. Is there anybody over there in Honolulu I could take it to when I get over there?
You can bring them in to us and see my son, Todd.
Does he have the computer? Because I guess it's a specific computer.
Yep.
Oh, you got it?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay, that was easy. Well, with the computers, it's quite easy if you know what you're doing. I don't really care for computer type cars, because computer type cars, folks, it's like your PC computer. When it gets older, it slows down, right? Get viruses and all that stuff. Okay, the car is the same way. So the older your car gets, the more, we call it, retarded the car gets. It gets slow, eats more gas, and keeps slowing down until finally it stops. So that's why I like the old type cars with no computers. There's nothing to slow down, and it keeps going its merry old way.
You know, you were talking about those SUVs mm-hmm. and getting regular tires,
mm-hmm.
but wouldn't the truck tires make it handle the road better?
No.
No? Does it make a difference?
The truck tires do not handle the road better than automobile tires. Automobile tires are made to handle the road. Truck tires are made to just crawl along the road, slow pace. So it's not made for actually being safe. Okay? So if you hear a knocking sound from your car going over the rough potholes, have it checked out. Most of the times, 99% of the times, it's your struts. They're breaking loose and they're going to fall off the car. Up to you, your life. Just don't roll over my car. Okay, so anyway, I have to say that because a lot of people don't listen. They just do. Just go about and do everything until it's too late. The human race, always too late. What about from next year? We'll be good thing we did, and we're early. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And if Kristen in Montreal, Canada is listening, our good friend, I want to wish him a very, very happy new year. And one day we'll get ethanol up to him. Still working on it. And I didn't know the problems of sending ethanol to a foreign country. Thought all the country all about the same. Just ship it in. Okay? Anyway, ethanol is actually vodka. Vodka's made out of ethanol. It's half water, half ethanol. Go check on the ingredients on a lot of things, like ladies' expensive facial cream has ethanol. You know that? Okay, so. Anyway, if you missed our greetings at the beginning of the show, and we want to wish every one of you a very, very happy new year. And hopefully a safe new year. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Wayne from Kaneohe.
Hi, Wayne.
Hello, George. You know, I called you way back and asking you for a recommendation for an auto body shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, take my car into AutoTech.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they gave quality service and friendly service. You know, it was good. It was great.
They're the best.
Oh, huh? Oh, no, boss. I had one fender bender.
Mm-hmm.
Smashed the fender. And they...
They fixed it good, huh?
Yeah. They never started the job until they took the car in for suspension check.
Mm-hmm.
For safety reasons, they said.
Right.
And they never give estimate or anything, that was just for the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then for an old car, they turned it into like a new car for a reasonable price. And I want to thank you and recommend AutoTech to all the listeners.
Oh,
they did
you're
a
welcome.
Good job. I had a black Honda,
mm-hmm.
and it came out real nice. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good. Yes. I just want to just thank you for the recommendation.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, George. And Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. AutoTech is very good. We kind of sort of screen all our sponsors. We could put any Tom, Dick, and Harry on, but it wouldn't be good recommending a company that is not really good. Okay, so, you know, AutoTech, without a doubt, they're good. If you're particular on how your car is going to be fixed, especially if it's a new car, they do a great job. Okay, who's next?
We have John in Makiki.
Hey, John.
Aloha, George. I have a question about AMSOIL PI,
mm-hmm.
which you recommend we put in every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possibility that it might dissolve any stop leak type additives that I have in the car, in the motor, and possibly reopen the leak?
No.
Okay, good.
The PI is going into the gasoline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it comes in contact with the oil in some
cases. Yeah. No, it doesn't harm anything, but what we're finding is the ethanol is a tremendous cleaner. Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried ethanol?
No, I haven't, George.
You got to try.
Okay, by tremendous cleaner, to me, not really knowing a lot about mechanics, that kind of suggests maybe it would do something like I've just expressed. Maybe
no.
Dissolve some additive that you've put in that's clogging a leak up.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What the ethanol really does is, see, in our gas, we found there is signs of diesel. So the ethanol will dissolve that.
Okay, very good. Thank you, George.
Okay, you're welcome. Happy New Year. Okay. Anyway, there's a lot of things going on, folks, and we need to have that fixed. Donna Makaro Kim is supposed to be working on something to fix our gasoline problems here in Hawaii. Other topic that I wanted to mention was, you know, the government requires Hawaii to take care of the Micronesian people coming in from Micronesia because of the atom bomb testing in Micronesia. Well, what about the atom bomb dropped on Hiroshima in Japan? There was no help to Japan. And the atom bomb was dropped on civilians, women and children, not on military. What's up with that? And how come we got to take care of foreigners and not our own people that are homeless? This is messed up. Really messed up. And if you look at those Micronesians, they're driving around nice cars. What's up?
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. You can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And also like to say big, big mahalo to Bob Hernandez. He's the web guy that does my website and also does the web broadcasting. And he's a Bob's Minute guy. You know, the guy that get all twisted up about politics. Now, that's how everybody got to be. If everybody get to be like Bob, got no problem. Okay? So, anyway. Hawaii Raceway Park. Can't get that away. And I can't believe they closed it down. What a loss. It also hurts the economy. Because those racers used to buy parts. Now they don't buy. So, how do you circulate money like that? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Brian from Waikoloa on the Big Island.
Hi, Brian.
Yes. Hello, Happy New Year. And I just had a question. I have a 2001 Toyota RAV4, and I have a check engine light that keeps coming on. It's code 420 and 430.
Mm-hmm.
But the car just drives just fine. There's no noticeable difference. And I looked it up once, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was like some kind of insufficient catalyst burn or something like that.
It's your gas something vapor canister.
Oh, vapor canister.
Yeah, it's actually an emission control stuff to capture all the vapors from the gas tank.
Okay.
But what we found that it really does, it takes the oxygen out of the gas tank. So if you have a real bad bang up, it does not explode and burn.
Oh, I see.
So it is a safety thing.
I got you. So do I need to like replace my vapor canister, or what do I do for that?
Well, I would, because if you get hit, you may catch fire and explode.
I gotcha. Okay, so both those codes refer to that, and it's not like something to do with a catalytic converter or anything like that.
No.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, and then I noticed, you know, one time I ran the 92 octane from Shell, and then the check engine light went off on its own.
So
I don't know what the deal on that was.
Well, if it doesn't stay on, then you're okay.
Okay.
But
using
the higher octane shell is better for all cars.
Okay, so that's pretty much the best fuel.
You have no choice.
I have no choice, right.
Yeah, because the other grades is below minimum.
I gotcha. You know, and I noticed, too, that it pays for itself because, you know, I started doing the calculations. I was actually getting a couple miles better to the gallon with the 92, even though it costs more. It pencils out to be the same, and my car seems to run better.
It's only 20 cents more.
Yeah, okay. So vapor canister then. Okay. Is that something I can do on my own, or is that something I need to take to the shop?
It's not that hard to do on your own, but the part is very expensive. But if you're using the higher octane and it doesn't, the check engine light doesn't stay on, then you don't have to touch it. Just run it.
Yeah, well, you know what happens? Every once in a while, I got to get gas from Costco, and then when I use the Costco, even though I use the higher octane, then it comes back on again.
That means the car is trying to tell you, man.
The car tell me, just use the Shell 92. Okay.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a happy New Year. And again, that's the vacuum canister?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Aloha. Okay, so I don't know. Folks, you got to listen to your car. If you use the good gas, the check engine light goes off. You use the junk gas, the check engine comes on again. It's telling you, hey, man, I don't like that food you're feeding me. Give me the good stuff. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Happy New Year, George.
Same to you.
Yeah, I was wondering, what is the 2012 schedule for races on the outside island? Do you know?
For the outside island, you got to go on the internet and see.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Maui has the best track.
Right.
Yeah.
And Hawaii Raceway Park, how big was that acreage again over there?
Oh, 148 acres, I think.
What would it be to get a Raceway Park again, acreage-wise, if we had the chance?
you know, to get another raceway is going to be next to impossible because of politics.
Yeah.
Because Linda Lingo turned away one guy that was trying to get the feedlot, and he was all upset and bent out of shape, and he called me up, and he left for the mainland. He said he'll never come back to Hawaii and do business. So, you know, having a raceway park does add to the economy and helps the economy. But evidently, as you know and everybody else knows, the politicians cannot run business successfully.
Right.
And that's why the whole country is going downhill.
Well, we got to elect somebody that can do it, get these other guys out.
You know, the actual election process is because of the, I blame the newspaper, the TV stations, and everybody else that is into public broadcasts, because they only put on the ones that they want to put on. The ones that have money to pay for advertising is the one they put on.
Yeah, we only got one newspaper, so that's kind of ridiculous. Yeah.
I canceled my subscription to them long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because whenever a news station or newspaper endorses a candidate, that's wrong. They're supposed to be unbiased.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. It's like going into court and the judge says, oh, I favor that guy over there.
Right. Well, we'll see how the elections go down coming
year. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one.
Okay, George.
Okay, Happy New Year. Okay, so hopefully next year is a better year, folks. But the next year all depends on you, the people. Okay? It's like how America started. They're the people. The people, okay? So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. You have only a few minutes left for this year on this show, so you better hurry up, because otherwise we're going to be in a new year and a new show. Yeah. Same place, same station. Next week, Saturday. So, anyway. I don't know. If you didn't see the calendar and didn't know what day it was, would you know it's a new year? I don't think so.
Probably not.
No, yeah, I know not. Because I don't think the people in the jungles know.
I think they have some way of telling time, though, with the sun and some others.
How you know? You talking to them?
No.
Yeah, anyway. Watch the potholes, folks. It does damage your car. Okay? We've been seeing a lot of people really getting a lot of damages to the car, totaling about $2,000 worth of damage. So, be careful. Don't tailgate, because when you tailgate, you don't see the pothole the front guy goes into. Okay? Okay, who's next?
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and I wish you and Wanda and everybody involved with your stuff the best of the new year and lots of success and love and happiness.
Thank you. Same to you.
So take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, you know, it's really nice to hear from the listeners on the phone, you know. You know, not so good listening to me talk. Better listen to callers calling in. Yeah. Better. So, that's why we do trivias. And Crested Cleaning Center helps out with the prizes. They have wonderful cleaning stuff like the Degreaser 2000. Who's our next one on the phone?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Happy New Year, George.
Same to you.
You know, you were talking about potholes, and in Mililani on, is it Camp Highway? When you make a left turn on Lanikuhana, twice there's a big pothole.
That's not a pothole.
What?
That's a miniature cannon.
And you said you have to bring the police on the side.
If you get you hit the pothole and damage your car, you got to pull on the side and call HPD. They have to put in a police report. Otherwise, the mayor will not reimburse you for the damages.
So how, for two questions, how do you know if it's a state or federal, whatever government, city pothole or whatever?
HPD would know.
Oh, and then, oh, you have, how do you know you have a problem at that moment?
Well, if you hit the pothole and all of a sudden you feel like you got a flat tire, you got a damage.
Oh, that's the only symptom, like a flat tire?
Yeah, it's going to make a big noise.
Huh?
It's going to make a big noise.
So you cannot move the car then?
Nope.
Oh, the car stops.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I have to complain, though, because they have to fill it up.
Yeah.
I should put my own dirt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's the two-minute warning. We got to get out of here. So I'd like to wish all of you a very, very happy new year and a big mahalo for supporting Hawaiian Automotive 101 coming to you live from Hawaii.
Okay, you had many more calls to wish you a happy new year, but we're off the air, so they just related to me.
Okay, same to you. Okay, until next week, aloha.
KHNR Honolulu, Hawaii's Intelligent Talk.